This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, two candidates in local elections and state funds for salmon preservation. Marianne Paiva and Tammy Ritter sat down with Chico Soul managing editor Leslie Layton ahead of the statewide direct primary election in June. They spoke about local immigration enforcement, mental and behavioral health services, the need for rent stabilization ordinance for mobile home parks, and local water policy as relates to long-term sustainability for residents, viability of development, pollution, and flood zones. Tammy Ritter is both the incumbent and the uncontested candidate for Butte County Supervisor in the 3rd District.
I'm running for my third term for County Supervisor, and I currently serve in a 4-1 minority, which means while it is a nonpartisan seat, I am the only Democrat, and there are 4 Republicans.
Here's Tammy Ritter talking about her biggest accomplishments of her first 2 terms.
Focus that I have wanted on behavioral health and on crisis intervention and how our law enforcement co-responds with our behavioral health teams.
Marianne Paiva is on the Butte County ballot for County Supervisor, 2nd District, against incumbent Peter Durfee. Peter Durfee has not yet responded to a request for an interview.
I decided to run for Supervisor of District 2 in Butte County. I'm not a politician, and I've never held a public office. I am a lecturer in the Department of Sociology at Chico State. I did a study a few years ago about food insecurity among DACA students. That is a whole different, issue because they face different barriers.
And here's Marianne Paiva talking about water in District 2.
Water is the big issue, particularly in District 2, which has a large amount of rural area. And it has a concentrated city area, but it really is that rural area and that area that you're talking about of potentially growing into flood zones. You need to stop and reassess and say, what do we need to do to make sure we're not putting current houses at more risk of flooding, but also future developments at more risk of flooding. And so this needs to be a partnership between the county and the city to figure out what we need to do to ensure that people are living in areas that are not going to have continuous flooding, not going to have high insurance prices because of that. And so we have that flooding issue, but on the opposite side, it's a very weird thing. But on the opposite side, we also don't have enough groundwater for all those people that are out there. And so we need to figure out a way to shore up the aquifer and to make sure we're not having as much demand on the aquifer because we're seeing significant decreases over the past 20 years on that area. And the more houses we build, the more development we build, the more stress we're going to put on the aquifer.
In statewide environmental news, Chico Soul posted a story from CalMatters about the end of state funds for salmon preservation. 2 years ago, a historic partnership with the Winnemem-Wintu tribe and the California state government sought to reintroduce endangered winter-run Chinook to the vital cold waters upstream of Lake Shasta on the McCloud River in Northern California. Now, state officials say that the one-time funds were tied to the state's drought response and have been used up. Tribe officials are grappling with the sudden loss of jobs and with the dimming hope that the culturally sacred fish will be restored to their ancestral waters. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org, including pictures from a protest at Children's Park in Chico in response to President Trump's threats to wipe out, quote, a whole civilization, end quote. And also an opinion piece about local news as a public good from Senators Stephen Glazer and Julian Travis Doe, co-director of American Community Media. At ChicoSoul.org, in our community calendar, you'll find that Chico Soul is tabling at Thursday Night Market this evening from 6 to 9 p.m. That's in recognition of Local News Day 2026. Also, at chicosoul.org, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. the Little Sun to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosol.org.